Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Welcome back to Law Crimes. Hello.
Hello.
Evening, everyone. Evening.
It's been a while. It's been a while since we did a versus match, and I thought it was about time we brought one back because it's good fun. But I'm actually going to be sitting this one out because I'm scared of losing again. But we also have Colin is away tonight because of house stoof. So
he's kissing girls, and it's also in the UK. It's in the middle of a bloody storm, which it mentions.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's a bit stormy. So if you do hear any like whooshing noises or rain, be aware that that's why. But in this debate, we are trying to figure out what's better, old hammer or new hammer. In the red corner, discussing old hammer, we have Eli, deadlifts for the dark gods. And in the blue corner, we have Hal defending New Hammer, the Amber King. Or is he going to be the Amber dethroned king? We will see. The Amber Duke. We will see. I will warn you that Hal has got a presentation for his part. But we're going to do this fairly. I've got a little Tau coin here. So whoever the victor is gets to pick who goes first and who goes second. So you can either pick the Tau symbol or you can pick, I think that's Shadow Sun. So who wants Shadow Sun? Who wants
Eli?
I want the Tau symbol.
You want the Tau symbol. No, 3, 2, 1. Tau symbol. Eli, you get to pick who goes first.
I'm raring, to be honest.
Hal wants to go. If Hal wants to go first, then he can go first.
I have prepared stuff to help me get in the mood, shall we say.
Well, speaking of which, I have a video ready, apparently. So when do you want me to press this when you're ready to start and you'll just go over the visuals? Is that how this
I'm
works?
Gonna voice over I have to do an intro for this video, by the way. So as in like you'll press play and I'll just start talking, to be honest.
Okay. Well, you have 5 minutes. So I'll just get my timer ready. I hope everyone's excited. Oh, there we go. Mr. Mike is excited. Fantastic. Okay. Let me just get this all set up. Your time starts, Hal. 3, 2, 1. Does that have music on it?
No, I'm just voicing it. Because from the moment I understood the weakness of my argument, it disgusted me. I craved the strength and certainty of nostalgia. I aspired to the purity of the blessed copium. You cling to old hammer as if it did not kill the old world. One day your crude fine cast you call goated will fail you, and you will beg my modern sculpts to save you. But I am already saved. I bring you, ladies and gentlemen, the most successful years of Warhammer 40k, boys. All right, this is the intro. No, keep playing it, Andy. I'm ready.
Okay, Warhammer,
this is
go.
This is my time. No one noticed the JD Vance meme. Awesome. Thank you very much.
I certainly noticed JD Vance. And that one right there.
My first argument for the Brethren Court is like modern 40k art. I'm not going to let it speak for itself, to be honest, at certain points. This shit is gorgeous, my dudes. I know like there's such a heavy hit on nostalgia for certain parts of Warhammer art. I cannot knock that. But you cannot disagree with the things like that come out for the Horus Heresy, modern 40K, some modern 40K codexes. Eli won't disagree here. The Gene Seed Occult art is iconic. We have Dark Angel ones that, again, Dark Angels fully return to the setting in a way that which we haven't, you know, appreciated before. It's truly really hard to get across how they've understood the uniqueness in each faction. They've tuned in to how much they love. And they've sort of, even in the sort of Total War franchise as well, everything now has an established Warhammer look and it's its own unique faction rather than a mismatch and jamble of things. Is it Grimdark? Is it Goblin Green? You know, bases, fanatic, you know, what the hell's going on? Modern 40K has its own thing going. The lore, boys, we're here for the modern lore. There's no way anyone can knock the infinite and divine. It's basically resurrected from their private sleep, the Necrons are resurrected for this absolute banger of a novel. Devastation of Baal again. You want Space Marines, you want Tyranids, you want perhaps the best experience of both. Devastation of Baal is an absolutely soul-hitting book, again, in the modern 40K landscape. The Dark Imperium trilogy, one where you actually have, you know, a sensible human being, is a book written by an adult, Mr. Guy Haley, with Robute Gilliman, Mortarion getting it. The Emperor is somehow not off the throne, but he's doing stuff. Nate Crowley here again, coming in with an absolute banger for Twice Dead King Ruin. This again, Eli, you cannot say anything about this book. This is perhaps one of the best Warhammer books in the entire setting. Pretty hard to beat that. Andy, Saturnine, Horus Heresy, Siege of Terror, Saturnine is pretty, I don't know how it's impossible to write a better book like that in a series. I honestly don't know what Abnett is doing. Lords of Silence is the best chaos book ever written. It is the best chaos book ever written. Again, Chris Raitt, modern author, absolutely slap bang nailing it. And if people need to read that, the Beckwin series as well. If anyone has loved the Eisenhorn series from before, it's still going.
1 minute to go.
It has the craziest stuff going on, which are the things with the Yellow King. There's actual like a proper world events, like changing scenario that we're all involved in. We're in the mystery. The Elemental Council, again, Eli can't say anything because the Elemental Council is goated. This is like, again, shows you, let Phil Kelly not touch anything. Last few bits, the models are looking gorgeous, boys. The Primarch models, are you kidding me? The World Eater's coming
30
back.
Seconds.
This is a Primaris Marine here, and that thing is gorgeous. Look at those Space Wolf Terminators. Modern 40K armies look nothing like the old ones. They're actually on another level. The Dark Angels releases, with even the Inner Circle Companions, the Lion, the Adeptus Sororitas girls, all coming back in this brand new launch. The Necron range. They didn't have a Necron range as good as this until now. So you're welcome for that. Silent King is amazing. Even the newest brand new Terminators.
All right, enough. Your time is over. Your time is up. Ooh,
you can pause the video. What an interesting start.
Spoilers.
Man brought a 10-minute video for a 5-minute segment. My word. Okay. Let's go. I like the enthusiasm, I've got to be honest. It's a pretty meaty start to it. There was some points Jamie there where Vance. I was trying to there was some fun memes. There was a bit of bribery slash pandering towards Eli with the Elemental Council slipped in.
Not even. That is good.
Although I'm going to say it right now, Lord Simons is good, but it's not the best chaos book in my opinion. Not quite.
It was in mine.
Black Legion for me is a better book. But
that is. Yeah, okay, I can see that.
Okay. But that's a very strong start. Eli, the tearing offness of his clothing deadlifts. Are you ready for your 5 minutes?
Yeah, sure.
And I will say, if you tear off your clothes again, I will deduct a point in my tally because you can't repeat the memes. So your time starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
Now, I don't actually have any funny bits for this episode. I did zero prep at all. I wanted to give my opponent Hal a chance because he is truthfully arguing for something very hard. And I will say now, he's done a very good job at cherry picking the good things and very much so leaving out the ocean of terrible things. So let's go back to old, old Warhammer. And I'm talking around 6th edition and prior. New Hammer to me is 8th edition and onwards, the Birth of Primaris. So I'm not sure if Devastation of Baal is really New Hammer personally, but let's start with this Necrons book. All right, this is really old Necrons lore, which has been changed. Up the gate, we have beautiful, beautiful artwork, very cool, very dark. Okay, well let's hurry it up. Let's go look at the back. Look at this. This is how to make your own homemade Necron terrain, your own Necron board. You got how to you? They teach you how to convert models, how to make your own terrain. This is when GW really cared. This was when the game was made by people who actually liked the game, who actually came up making this game. The teams worked together. The lore was uniform. There was no Primaris Marines. Let's say that for sure. The entire aesthetic is truly unique. It's true. Look at these Dark Angels, man. It's just so special. Every single model clearly had love put into it. The old Eldar still hold up. And while, of course, the new Eldar are still very cool, the old stuff really holds up. Let's look in this Apocalypse book. So first of all, if we go in here, we look at this picture, first of all. Beautiful. But let's look a little further. First, we'll see. It's telling you about how to make a narrative. Then it's saying you can use old models. You can use whatever models you would like to use in the game. You can ally with whatever you want because it's just a big giant apocalypse game. It's for fun. You can use old models. You can use out-of-date models, out-of-print models. Do you want to convert a model? Do you want to make your own Fortress of Arrogance? Boom! There's rules for that. They made rules for your converted Baneblade, the Fortress of Arrogance. Ooh. Look at these wonderful models. They're so unique. They have so much passion and love put into them. We have Inquisitor Kramatov. It's not about him. Truly, truly, it's beautiful. Now, that's just the corporate side of things. It was far less about major profits and more just about making something unique and inspiring that people will like. The audience were people who liked Warhammer, who were into niche things like Warhammer. They weren't trying to attract the masses of everyone in the whole world to make it as basic and sci-fi as possible so that people will buy, make as much profit as possible. You could buy a Battle Force back in the day for $100. I could save that up with my allowance, and you have half an army. Nowadays, if I want an army, if I'm little Timmy, I'm 15 years old, 12 years old, I want an army, it's like $500 to $1,000. The combat patrols just keep getting worse and worse and worse, and it's just depressing and saddening to see. But let's get into the rules if I have time, which perhaps I do. First of all, close combat, far superior. Close combat was actually unique. It wasn't just charge and kill the person, and that's it. You had weapon skill. So you would have your weapon skill. The enemy had their weapon skill. So you were dueling. You based the role you needed off of each other's weapon skill. Let's see. Let's look at Andy's book right there. Very, very cool. Look at that. Look at that. That's so cool. Anyways, if you have a higher weapon skill than your opponent, you hit your opponent easier, and they had a hard time hitting you because you're more skilled in close combat. It was about making a narrative back then. It wasn't about playing checkers. It wasn't playing checkers, and sometimes one piece on the checkerboard flies and casts magic and automatically wins the game, and then gets nerfed 1 week later, and you have to buy a whole new army. There was no meta chasing. There was none of that. People might say rose-tinted glasses, but that's a huge cope just to try to live with the things nowadays. I personally still play 6th, 5th edition, and before, and I love it. Let me tell you. Close combat, again, was something special. Weapon skill was very unique, and then we have initiative. So you didn't just go first because you walked into an enemy. That's ludicrous. That doesn't make any sense, right? You go first if you're faster. If I go run towards an Eldar, the Eldar is faster than me. The Eldar is going to hit me first, and then I'm going to get the hit. Or if I have a big lumbering power fist, I got to hit last because I'm initiative one. I have a giant weapon in my hand. It only makes sense, right? It was about forging a narrative. We also have ballistic skill, so not everyone just hits on twos and threes, and there's no difference between everyone else. A high, really high ballistic skill made you hit on twos and then reroll into another roll depending on your ballistic skill. Oh, wait. Let's talk about armor. Armor is one of the things that we truly miss. I think everyone misses for the most part. You have 10, armor value, front, 9, side, back. It was easier 8, to destroy a vehicle 7, from the back than it was the front. Not all weapons could harm 3, a vehicle. As makes 2, sense, a last gun cannot 1. Harm a Land Raider.
All right. You're done. Get out of here. So a pretty strong start. Also, I thought we needed some actual visual stimuli after Hal's bit, so I just grabbed every book I had to hand.
Should be dancing in the background.
Doing the gritty. So that was a pretty strong start to kick things off. Please let us know what you think in the comments thus far. But while the other two brace for the next impact of the 3 minute segments, I think we should go through some donations. So let's start off with Donkey Man USA. $2 stream late due to Hal gooning the lost. We should mention Hal's launched a new podcast called Lodgecast, which I'm in a bit. Colin was in the first episode. I'm gonna see if we can get Eli in.
Yes,
about Elf Legion. And I loved how the first comment on the video was Hal late. I'm like, yeah, the law crimes meme sustained.
God damn it.
Large one here from Nomius Chomsky for 20 euro or wow. Yeah, euro. Thank you very much. Hey guys, how's everyone doing? Sadly, I cannot stay for the stream. Today was a nightmare at work. I have fever R and had to work. I hope you all will have a great rest of the day and sorry that I cannot support you fully. It's no, no problem. Make sure you take care of yourself with your fever and have some soup. Donkey Man USA for $5 a douche, chugging that Corona Fireball Zero Ultra, thinking Hal is obviously correct. Do you guys know about this concoction?
Oh, this is the Colin.
It's a Colin drink, yeah.
Yep. I believe next week's guest is going to be chug-a-lugging that as we do the stream. We got a few more. Eli, do you want to read a couple and then Hal read a couple?
Grok sucker. Thank you for the $4.99. I wake up to Colin's video at 2 a.m. like the George Lopez meme and hear him in my sleep. I love you, based Thankwell. Thank you very much. Nice.
Another one for you, Eli, and then a couple for Hal.
Colin's husband oiled up and bouncing freaky style. Thank you for the $5. Happy spooky month. Horror movies is one of the only things that get me as hard as Warhammer. Okay. I'm expecting some AOS death content or else I'll edge.
Bro's gonna do that anyway. Look at me. You're gonna do that anyway.
We can get some Skelly Boys out, maybe. Hal, would you like this one?
Scarsnip's top guy, formerly known as Thanos. We're getting the Alter Porn versus Skaven Porn Warhammer versus. Had to use the letter. What's the O with the dash in it instead of O because YouTube is still limiting my power.
Wow.
Truly, man, you are. They are. Is that the damn woke mob these days? Maybe it's Chomsky for €5. P.S. I want Hal as my lawyer in court with arguments like, Your Honor, if I may be so bold as to say the opposition's take is kind of cringe, not going to lie.
I still like the, occasionally I'll just check the comments on Law Crimes and there'll be a comment on the one where it was just like, Gurfy, Your Honor. And you went, Gurfy? I'm like, yeah, that was a fun one. Rogal Dawn's Primarch sized golden toilet. Wow, 500 RUSD. Can't watch the stream wasted as a fun. I see Colin ain't here. Looks like the bad takes police finally got him. Have a nice stream, y'all. Yeah.
Thanks. Eli? The Naked Apostle, thank you for 35 ZAR. Hi, guys. Who has seen Space King series when Flash gets praise be to Space King? I actually watched the first 20 minutes the other day, but I haven't watched the other two.
Praise be to Space King.
I watched a little bit of Space King. I might have ordered some of their new merch as well. And I have the hate monger hoodie.
Tell them about the per capita. I'm getting to it.
Very funny.
$9.99. Finally caught a live stream with the guys. Shame that Cologne is missing to make up the full roster. But here are some Imperial credits to show my appreciation. Thank you so much,
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Last one for now. The Dank Apostle for 14 ZAR. Where we're going, we won't need eyes to see. Good quote.
Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for your donations. Now, let me just alter my timer. We've got 3-minute segment. Now, Hal, question for you. There's 5 minutes left of this video. But you've only got 3 minutes.
Andy, could you please get the video up again and go to 5 minutes 58 and pause it there, please?
Do you have any questions for us, Andy, before we go on to the next section? 58? Isn't that a thing we usually do?
Yeah, 5 minutes 58.
Okay, I thought I'd get this ready first. Okay, so before we start this round, Hal, you were... You're doing your very best to absolutely proverbially deep throat how good the law books are these days.
Hey, yo.
But what are you going to say to the people who will say, well, you know what? It's losing its grim darkness. It's losing its kind of gothic tone. What are you going to say about that?
I think it's a thing of people before will say it was only grimdark and therefore... You were only getting grimdark before, whereas now you are getting grimdark and you are getting other things. So therefore, from that perspective, it seems like it's less grimdark. But may I remind you, Warhammer wasn't always grimdark. If we're including all the editions before, I'm pretty sure there were some real goofy cartoon looking eras as well. So when people complain about there's not a grimdark, Go read some of the newer books. You'll find it. It's not really hard to find. And to be fair, just on a personal note, if you've read some of the more grimdark story at some point, there's a limit of grimdark, and there's the Demonculaba. You've heard about the Demonculaba, and nothing's ever going to be as grimdark as that. So therefore, everything after that doesn't seem grimdark because your perspective has changed. But that doesn't mean the other thing. The world is still grimdark. It's still gritty, horrible. And then, but there you also expand more to that. If it was only ever going to be grim dark, we'd never have gotten the infinite and divine, which is again,
okay.
We never got brutal cunning with the Orc books. We never would have gotten other things. So it's, yeah, maybe it's less grim dark, but that's because it's expanding into other genres that still is good. And so that has in fact made it to some of the best books in the series.
All right. Eli, to quote the talking points of the day in the discourse, got a gatekeep girl boss Goon Max. surely Old Hammer is always the best because it was always perfect and there was never any problems with it. So, but I will say, but if we can't make anything new and change things and innovate, then what's the point? What do you say to that? Eh? What do you say? We need new Warhammer because it's better to try stuff like Hal said, like infinite and divine.
There's nothing wrong with advancing and making new things. In fact, around the early 2000s, mid 2000s was when GW really found its stride. If you compare the OG Dark Eldar to the mid 2000s Dark Eldar, it's a vast difference. Extremely nice. All the new models that came out with those days were very good. Making new things isn't a bad thing. Making new things that are bad is when it becomes a bad thing. If you're making new things and they're not actually improving or adding, and in fact, if they're taking away, then why bother making that thing at all? If it's only for profits, if there's no love put into it, if we have Inquisitor Kotiez turning into now Inquisitor Kotiez, that's a new thing. But I think the entire community agrees that it is not better. Oh, new does not always mean better. Always meaning better is a very poor path of logic used by very unintelligent people.
I knew you were going to bring him up.
We should say. Waiting for that. Over a year ago, we did a stream ranking other ugly models, and they are all from early Warhammer. They were literally like 99% from early Warhammer. So between us both, there is duds.
But I will say, it's excusable to have duds when you're starting out as a company, when you're in your earlier days and you're in the 90s and the model making stuff is not, you know, completely upscale. Because like I said, if you look in the early 2000s, pretty much everything they made in those times, there were no duds. They hit after hit after hit. Everything was really cool back then. Obviously, the first edition things were very goofy, but then the aesthetic changed a little bit. Now, GW is probably the richest company for games, maybe other than Wizards of the Coast, I would imagine, in Magic the Gathering. They have nearly unlimited resources, and they have decades of experience. They truly have no excuse to make anything bad ever.
Giving them any leeway
is giving them far too much credit than they deserve. As I said, they have unlimited resources to make the best things possible. And if they come with anything lower than average, that is unexcusable.
But counterpoint, the original Nagash miniature was perfection. We should have stopped there. We should have said, pack it in, boys.
True.
Best thing ever made.
True and real.
True and real. Can't get better than that. Funny, scrunkly boy. Hal, I have put the video at 5:58. Let me know when you're ready for your 3 minutes and I will count you in.
I am ready.
Okay. Begin. Your time begins in 3, 2, 1, fight.
Well, we're starting it. As Eli said, there's no such thing as imperfection and, you know, not bangers. But God forbid they introduce flyers into the game at this point. You're right, you know, not in the later stuff, in the older things here. And forever since, everyone has basically hated these things. Not to mention, yeah, they had some not bangers at this time as well. The Nick Keim Salamanders trilogy is, you know, you got to own that. That's of that era. poor. He's still around, unfortunately, but he's not producing things as bad as the Salamander trilogy, which is literally torture for people. I will never go near these things. It is punishing. And again, like you said, no excuse for not having bangers. Well, in the olden days, there's plenty of not bangers. Again, here we go. Eli's favorite author, Mr. Gav Thorpe, producing perhaps another series of
what is not my favorite author.
Kelly, move on.
He is producing boring books like this. He ruins Eldar. There we go. Eldar was ruined long before anything in modern 40K had a touch on it. So you can't really be like, oh, all the modern stuff is new. No, they were ruining stuff back then. You just forget about it. That's the thing. Everyone remembers only the hits and the good songs. They don't remember all the terrible songs that came out later, do they? You know, nostalgia glasses truly be a lot. I'll say, for playing modern 40K, it is so much its strength that it is streamlined. I cannot explain, like, first of all, starting off, I can play my new gorgeous models in plastic, not fine cast. I can play that my Ultramarines or whatever I want to pick. I can play that into different detachment styles. I'm not beholden to play in one style. My army has so much more like different things I can do with it. Whereas before, you know, you want to play a certain attachment, you're locked into it. That's the best you can do. If you can play it this way, that way, or, you know, want to make a whole new army for a different range. No, I can do my thing and play it in different times. It's amazing. And it's using, as before, like the restaurant analogy. It's like having a menu that offered a crazy unique menu, but it was just too much and the restaurant was losing financially. So therefore, if you streamline it down, your core dishes in the restaurant stand out way, way stronger and the restaurant is healthy again. Balance is a thing now. They actually have balance in the game because they regularly update the game and balance it to the point in which no one feels like they're losing out. And as a last point, my friend group has literally doubled because of 10th edition. You cannot get close to the amount of new people enjoying the hobby. First of all, on our own channels new people to bring life into the hobby that was going to die at that time. Thank God for the modern 40K.
You're done, fella. You're done. Although I got to say, that pink tank was spectacular. I've never seen that before. That was amazing.
Emperor's Children.
Emperor's Children. Mm-hmm. Like neon pink tank. Imagine dying from that. That'd be embarrassing. So that was quite a sterling effort from Hal. And it looks like that. Oh, God. I've just hit the head on your video to be like, oh, is there any more? And there is, but it's just a still image and it's very cursed. And
it's for the last minute. It's for the minute of
hell. Yeah, I'm assuming that's the case. So with that said, we're going to start with you, Eli. You've got 3 minutes. Are you ready? Are you ready?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Then 3, 2, 1, it's time.
Now, I feel my opponent, a lot of his points actually can be deflected right back at him. Firstly, I can play with as many new models as I want. Well, that is true. Unfortunately, you have to sacrifice about half your model range if you're playing anything other than Space Marines. We can kind of tell the opponent here enjoys Space Marine factions, Space Marine lore, Space Marine things in general. Most of his arguments revolve around Space Marine lore and Space Marine armies. If you're playing something like the Dark Eldar, you have lost about 70% of your units in the last few years. Back in the day, this was not an issue. You might lose a character and gain a character, but that didn't happen. You weren't losing units every edition. You were not losing characters. There was no legends. Rules made in the earlier editions were compatible with the new editions. So even if you're playing casual games, it was easy to play with other characters. Now, there's plenty of new lore that is good, and there is plenty of old lore that is bad, but unfortunately, again, if you're a Space Marine player, that's not an issue. If you're someone else, if you like Eldar, yeah, the Eldar lore sucked, but now it really sucks. It's about as terrible as it could have possibly ever been. A lot of the new lore is just horrendous. Ever since Phil Kelly took reins of the Tau, it's been desperate, humiliating, horrible. Elemental Council is amazing. It's great. That's one good book, though, out of the last 8 or so that were just terrible. Let's look at this rule book. Let's look at the pure love and joy one could get from this rule book. It's beautiful. And by the way, I looked through the other rule book and it's nothing like this. This whole rule book will tell you about forging a narrative, having fun with your friends, enjoying your time. There's unique missions. There's unique ways to play. There's no bloat. And yeah, there's none of that. Now, we also talk about a streamlined game. The game is not simple. The game has very simple skeleton mechanics. But other than that, it is convoluted. It is just piss poor, annoying. Terrain rules are extremely hard to understand. There's no logic in half of the rules. A lot of the rules are very bland, if nothing else. It's very tailored for competitive play, whereas old Warhammer was tailored for fun lore play. The only times you ever really had issues in with balance is if you were playing against jerks. Pretty much every argument against old Hammer only applies if you're playing against people who are not kind to people who are not playing for fun. If you're playing a friendly game, the game will be fun. Look at that. Captain Badrook. Has there ever been anything better? Anyways, I digress. The rules, while they may be simplified, although not really, they're not. They're convoluted and annoying. And balance, can we look back to the 75% demons win rate? Can we look at the constant data slate updates? There's none of that. The community helped balance the game at tournaments. Things were banned if they were OP.
You're done. Right, so my phone fell on the floor. Sorry, fellas. So there were some interesting points there. There was overview. I guess, Hal, your argument was that we have rose-tinted glasses for old Hammer. There were duds in the lore. There were duds with miniatures. Therefore, you can't blame all the woes on Warhammer as it is right now on the new stuff, because the old stuff was also bad at times. And Eli, I suppose your overview was that while it was in its more nascent era, you have a bit more leeway to make bad stuff, but also it's not as bad as it is now with things like the Eldar lore, the Tau lore. Mainly, I assume, is it fair to say that your gripes are more about the lore than the miniatures, Eli?
No, it's both. Although I will say now, GW is finding their stride again. It's been better this last year, but I think we can all agree that prior to this, around 2018 to 2022, 2023, we were really in the dark ages of models. There were a few good ones, a few Primarchs that looked good, but I think majority of the community highly disliked the Primaris. It was such a ridiculous lore change, and the models, in my opinion, look quite unbelievably stupid. They are generic. They're boring, basic sci-fi warrior. Go play StarCraft or something. You can get the exact same thing. There's nothing Warhammer about these models.
I've seen some people saying that recently GW has made them units. There's less of an emphasis on, they're Primaris. They're trying to kind of blur the lines between the Firstborn.
That's the thing. We are losing Primaris again in this Machiavellian scheme to phase out Primaris and get in true scale, regular, normal Marines again. So, you have to sell all your Primaris and buy all these new Space Marines now.
He's incorrect on this. Selling Primaris. It's they no longer have the keyword because they are just Space Marines. Yes,
but they're updating all of these units now.
What we wanted, though? We want our stuff. But
in olden days, you could play with those old units. Nowadays, they're going to say these units are legends. You have to buy this new Space Marine unit.
You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to, but that's their business model, is to exploit you.
To buy plastic units.
There's a pertinent question I want to ask your opinions on from your particular perspectives. One is someone who's on the old Hammer, one who's on the new Hammer. I bought this on pre-order. It got here today. There's one miniature that I think has been quite divisive in the last week or so. Starting with Hal, because Eli just had a chat. What about the recent redo of this fella? Did we really need another one?
Khalgar previously had two options before as well. So he actually had the option of being in Terminator armor. So this is almost like it's not even new news. Which it's that thing of, if I own one in front of me, I'm going to make that bad boy look so fucking sexy at the end of it. I'm not upset if, like, particularly again, it's different because if we're Warhammer lore YouTubers, we're consuming it more than the average person. The number one most played army is Space Marines. It will, much to Eli's probably wounded soul, people are here for Space Marines. So therefore, when you get good, sexy, good plastic in scale, that's the thing. You like so many, you're like, oh, my models are gone. They are fine cast, or like, it's just, you know, why is my model like bend in the bloody wind or the sun? You know what I mean? Like, you can't compete with the quality of what we have in terms of, even if you went from like push fit or to this kind of current things we have now, it's just not on the same scale. And again, most people are Space Marine players. People want Space Marines. Me and Andy like Horus Heresy. We like Space Marines. People want their Space Marines. So when someone gets a new sexy Space Marine, and for more of their stuff, they're not going to be upset like Eli, are they? Because Eli is just over here gagging for some Necrons or other things. Which, by the way, the new Necron range, gorgeous. I don't think he complained when that happened. Or the new Silent King happened when the new Catan shards are coming out. I don't think he complains then either. So I don't think anyone's upset. You know what I mean? Like, it's a very in community thing of like someone's upset about something, whereas the majority of the entire world is like, yay. You know what I mean? Like, the Warhammer community complains about quite a lot of things, many valid, but it is really weird to explain to people, by the way, my plastic, like my little girly plastic, you know, dollies that I play with, and I got upset about something.
Is it fair to say that not your entire argument, but a part of it is that we've had it so good so many times, people need to stop whinging as much because we've had so many good miniatures. Is that a fair point?
It will be that. And I will say, as well as my last point, Games Workshop, they, from what we know, of, particularly as well from insiders, they were very much focused on making the Warhammer core community happy for many years in the early days. It was killing them. It literally, on their balance sheet, was killing them, and at one point Warhammer was about to go away. At some point, you have to realize, like, when you guys make a video or you make something like that, you make something that you think people, not just your friends, but it's like people are gonna enjoy, and they've not lost it. So people will always say, you know what I mean, any band who releases a new album, someone says they lost their soul or anything like, yeah, you know what I mean, anything, time you do, you know, anytime something new comes out, some people hate the new stuff and they like the old stuff. That's fine.
It's more of I love the band Smashing Pumpkins, but I haven't listened to the last 10 albums they've done because I just like Cyan
and Dream.
I'm that guy. I'm like, and I know Billy Corgan is annoyed at people like me who are just like, can you just play Today again? Like, no, I want to make new music. I'm like, but I don't care about the new music. I want the old stuff.
We all are like that for many things, but are we, as in, like Eli just said, he likes the new miniature stuff that's come out. So, you know what I mean? Like, we're still enjoying the new stuff. It's okay. Good.
Well, Eli, what's your opinion on the Khalgar conundrum? Where he's got, five Khalgar minis now?
I like Khalgar.
But another one?
I never said I was unhappy that we're getting new Space Marines. I never said that. I like getting new Space Marines. I like new models. I am upset that we're losing Xenos models. That's what I am upset for. That does not mean I'm upset that we're getting new Space Marines. That is a poor path of logic, and one that is commonly used by a lot of people. Now, I'm not displeased about Space Marines. In fact, I quite like the new Khalgar model. I quite hated the Gravis armor one because I think Gravis armor looks incredibly stupid. So I'm very glad that he has a new model. I still think the 2005 one is the coolest Marnius Khalgar ever. I think that was kind of what
everyone's saying. That
I think that was
really like, why change perfection?
I think that was really when GW were really getting into their modeling stuff. Models before 2000 were very hit or miss. Models between 2000 and like 2016 or whatever were very beautiful. I'm not displeased about getting new models. I am displeased about losing models and not being able to play with half of my army in a tabletop game and then not getting a replacement model. Because Mr. Space Marine here, he can say, but you're getting all these new models. Well, no, I'm not. I just lost half my data sheets and I have not been given a replacement model. So what am I supposed to do? Nothing.
If it's half the data sheets of things that people don't own because they're quite rare, like if it's the extreme case of it, like I wasn't upset to lose Rand. Like if my miniatures are looking quite old and decrepit, I didn't even buy the new miniature. I have fat Grey Knight things that are not Grey Knights because I just, they're so outdated and old.
cool.
That's the thing.
The what was it? The thing we streamed when it was just like, hey, Grey Knights fans, we're just gonna box all the old models together. Like, oh, thanks, thanks for that.
You know what? I will say to House credit, the new Eldar are great. The new actual Eldar.
The Phoenix Lords.
However, I can't play Karandras anymore for some reason. He's just not there anymore.
I know, but
he's my favorite Phoenix Lord. All they had to do was put his data sheet in. It wouldn't have cost him, what, 5 minutes?
At some point, do you go, of my 40 to 100 data sheets, do you go like, you know what? It's okay to have 48 or whatever data sheets. And at some point, it's not the end of the world if your fine cast miniature that looks really old, that most people proxy with something else because it's that bad. Like, it is okay, not
the proxy. I have a Karandras proxy. I bought a specific Karandras proxy to play with, and now he's not in the game.
And then he probably bought it from China. It was probably not even.
I got it from Artel W.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's like, it's not even the real. You know what I mean? I don't even have to.
Regardless, I want to play it on the tabletop, and for no given reason, I just can't. Let's not talk about the Necron situation, all right? On the Dark
Elder, all right.
We've lost all of our Necron characters, minus two.
Right. To play devil's advocate, and I already know your opinion on this because I asked you before the stream, today we had a new kill team which had Tau and Space Wolves. So we had Space Marines and we had Xenos in a new box. Surely that's good, right?
I mean, it's good that they're paying attention to them, but I don't like the models very much. I think the stealth suits look goofy. I'm not complaining. Like, I don't really care. I'm not going to buy it either way. I don't, like, it doesn't really matter to me. It looks like they put Space Wolf bits on some Primaris Marines and they mashed together some
Tau kit bash their own models.
You could kit bash these kill teams by yourself if you wanted. Which, by the way, you can't really kit bash anymore. You can only build what's in the box. So sorry.
What's the thing called where, like, it doesn't matter what you do, but someone else already hates it because they have a thing, isn't it? Like your favorite person could do, like, your most disliked person could do something good, but you still hate it because it's like, it's not.
I've given GW credit when it's due. I've said I like things plenty of times. When credit's not justified, not able to be given, I'm not going to give it.
Okay. Well, I think now that I've kind of been prodding the proverbial bears in this debate, trying to get them riled up a little bit, I think it's time for the minute of hate for each of you. Now, I will warn you, Eli, there is a still image I'm looking at on my second screen, which is kind of concerning me, but also making me grin, that Hal has prepared.
Yeah. You can
and
put
that's
it on
what
screen
we're going to put on screen. No, I'll put it on screen when your time starts because I don't want to give you extra time with the shock value of what you've got. So I'm just telling you this, Eli. So if you want to, like, really quickly muscle something together, then you can, because
it's okay.
Or even just kind of hype yourself up. Okay. Hal,
this is for you, chat. This is
Hal,
for you.
Hal, tell me when you're ready and I'll give you a count in.
I'm ready.
Okay, brace yourself, folks. Your time starts in three.
It's okay, two, if I lose to memes. I've won by memes. So.
All right, boys. As much as we've heard much Eli over the many different episodes complain about, like, oh, you know, Warhammer editions happen so fast and things are going out of pace. If I look at it correctly, 6th edition is a 2-year edition.
7th edition was when all the bad things started. 7th edition is New Hammer. 7th edition is New Hammer.
2-year edition, wow. Okay, crazy. Again, fine cast, like, you can't run away from the fact, like, most of the, like, quite a lot of the model ranges, even new ones that came out in these earlier editions, you know what I mean? Like, my model is just vulnerable. It breaks. It's terrible. Like, it doesn't have the quality. I will say, as much as we know, I will agree, some codexes before had some great things in them that probably make them slightly better, but it's because the ecosystem around Warhammer itself has shifted from the codex to the actual community. Modern Warhammer saved the hobby, literally. Modern sculpts look the best it's ever been, and we're enjoying it ourselves as well.
There you go. That's your minute.
God,
of hate.
It's not long enough. A minute's not long enough.
The visuals are pretty funny, but also it does cut into the time, I suppose. That's why I didn't want to, like, put the picture up first, because it would have been an unfair advantage.
It's my new
Well. Oh yeah, it's the equivalent of Eli with the Toy Story 2 call-in picture. Just put it on your back of your
phone.
That is still my PC wallpaper. It will be forever.
Oh, bro.
Okay, Eli, are you ready for your minute of hate?
Sure.
Okay. We got starting. You good?
Yeah.
You're not dying? Cool.
No.
Cool. Time starts in 3, 2, 1, go.
New Hammer rules are complete garbage, utter trash, unplayable, filth, extremely unfun, point and click, screw you. This piece of terrain this tall, it's actually this tall, you can't see through it. You need tournament required, L-shaped terrain, your terrain's lame, your combat's lame, everyone hits on twos, everyone wounds on twos, every gun can wound everything, screw you. Oh, you're an ancient race who's trying to keep as many of its people alive? Sorry, you have to go sit on the front lines on a random objective and do some useless garbage secondary objective and sacrifice this unit because the only way to play this game now is through trade gameplay or you automatically lose. You want to outmaneuver your opponent? You want to beta and switch? You can't. You can't because you have to hold as many objectives as you can for the entire game and you have to sacrifice your entire army. Most games, you end up with barely anything left on the board for both players unless you roll really good. That's stupid. That's not strategic. That's not lore accurate. There's no flavor. There's nothing.
5, 4, 3,
I love
2, 1. And he's done. Wow.
Shout out to the two up and vulnerable save that was before in the early editions. Wow.
There's only crazy. One Dark Eldar model. And if you roll the one, you lost.
If you're in chat, please check the chat. I have just put a poll up for you to vote with Eli for Old Hammer and Hal for New Hammer. While you guys vote, I'm going to give us a quick little my opinions on the debate.
It's hard to beat the JD Vance.
Now, Hal.
It's hard to beat the JD Vance.
Yeah, I got to be honest, Hal. I was very impressed that you did like... This wasn't like your usual prep work for one of your videos where it's like an hour long video and you have to get all these votes. But like, I like the fact that you brought something to illustrate your points, like in a proper like almost always sunny in Philadelphia way, where you're just like, look, this is why my theory is correct.
Can I have one thing for chat? There was audio slightly, and there was boom vine sound effects.
Wow. I can't be that. I did ask
if there was any audio, and you said no.
I know. I figured it would be distracting, but we can listen.
At least Old Hammer wasn't ran by stockholders in suits. At least the people who actually like
Warhammer. Maybe I can add them in post, Hal. so the main sticking point, as far as I can tell, is, and this isn't just like us making this as a contentious point, there is a big discourse right now with a lot of purists and a lot of gatekeepy people, and it's like, obviously you can't have the setting flourish if you don't try new things and bring in new people, but also if you don't lean on the wisdom of the past, you're gonna make mistakes.
Yeah.
And right now, like Eli said, there's tons of stuff. In terms of resources, you've got a publishing house, you've got all this fleet of writers, you've got different studios, you've got all these factions, all this lore to draw from, you've got all these characters, you've got all this established stuff that's taken 40 years to make. But at the same time, I guess it's somewhat in the eye of the beholder what you consider good or bad. And I think the lore, there's so much of it these days compared to 30 years ago, 20 years ago. For every Hell's Reach, you'll get a... what's the first Phil Kelly Farsight book? You get one of those.
That's not terrible, though. It's just
the first one was acceptable. To be fair, the first one wasn't horrible.
Oh yeah,
they just get increasingly get, like, worse, and then like
yeah, but you just... Well, I was gonna say you get a really good book, then you get a mid book, and then you get a rubbish book.
Like, he throws you into the SpongeBob chasm where Squidward explodes, and you just die.
Do you know Phil Kelly helped write Sixth Edition?
Yeah, Phil Kelly writes like interesting Codex lore stuff. I think he just hates the Tau. I think he just literally hates the Tau.
He did something. I was doing videos on it recently, and it was like, oh, Phil Kelly wrote some of this. What was it?
Cool. Eldar lore in the Eldar Codex. And he made the Tau really
OP. Boonvine sound effect, please, as well.
Oh, I think it was the Badab War. Was it? No.
He actually writes good lore when he's not talking about Tau. It's unbelievable, man.
Oh, I think it's a Scout Marine video I was doing. It was like, oh, like, who are the authors who did the Scout Marine stuff? And like, Phil Kelly's one of them. And it's like, I guess you can't really weed out.
I have a theory.
I don't know how the writers work. I don't know if it's like GW go, you need to write something for this, this, and this, and this is your quota. Or if they go, I want to write this because I like this thing. Because I know the current writers, what they do is if they get a new writer, they'll go, here's a short story opportunity. Make a good short story. And if people like it, we'll give you an actual book. Like with Dalcheon Rasark, who's this new Night Lords character. He had a short story. Now he's getting a full-fledged novel. You had things like Mike Brooks, where he did Brutal Cunning. And now he's done a trilogy of books about Black Hawk. So there's like a proving grounds now where the writers have to prove themselves in the short format. But
okay,
that's good. But then it also allows, I guess, through the net of mass producing lore content, some duds. Mm-hmm. But Phil Kelly's not a new author. He's an old author.
I don't really understand.
If I can add in one thing, Andy, which is, Eli mentioned earlier about, like, if you've got the people, the budget, everything, there's almost no excuse. Everybody here has something about, like, we always like the thing of our childhood. So I don't care for the fact that the Star Wars, you know, prequel trilogy is in fact probably quite bad, but I still love it. Like, the thing is, maybe Star Wars has got an even bigger budget, even, you know, even more people and everything. Bigger budget does not mean everything is a success. Again, you will always forget the terrible things in the past. The era we're speaking of now, we'll all forget the terrible books and the terrible miniature releases. You know, and then you know what? It'll be long enough, they'll come back and we'll like them because they'll become iconic. So in a weird way, we'll like the ugly
one. My argument isn't that. I'm just saying, like, well, obviously companies make bad things. I'm just saying, like, nowadays, companies have limitless resources, and it's just, I don't think they deserve any leeway at all to make anything bad. Like Mr. Kotiaz, for example. Or you could just see it in video games. Like, companies make bad video games now because they want to make a profit, and they don't really care about making things good. RIP Halo, by the way. Halo, Star Wars, Marvel, etc. It just keeps getting worse and worse and worse, despite having more and more money, because it's just all about money now. It's just all about money. There's nothing about passion or love. Also, shout out to the chat. The vote's been at like 50-50. There's 100 of you and only 70 votes. So I'd like to see 30 more votes there.
It's literally 49-51. It's never been this close.
I don't think that's we've impressive. Ever had a thing. It was 50-50 for like a good minute or two there too, which is pretty crazy.
I think I might have bribed it with the Vegeta forehead.
It's pretty hard to beat the meme.
Can we have it a 50-50 chat just because that?
Yeah, just so can we get a tie, please? I specifically didn't do prep because I've won the last two through memes and shenanigans, and I knew like Hal already wasn't really excited to argue for New Hammer. So I wanted to at least like give him a decent chance.
But that's an interesting point that, like, you weren't enthusiastic to talk about New Hammer. And I'm not doing this to be like, let's scupper the vote. It's just more of a case of, I guess the dichotomy is New Hammer has way more stuff, and therefore there's way more stuff you have to cover for. Old Hammer doesn't have as much stuff. Like, when they first made, like, Horus Heresy, there weren't books until Horus Rising, which was way after we knew what a Horus Heresy was. And so by the fact that New Hammer has loads more stuff, and it has loads more stuff that good and bad you have to justify, I guess in some regards, Old Hammer is way easier to cover for, because it's like, back in my day, it was all better.
I genuinely do think that it's starting to go back in the right direction, but I'm just not sure. Like 11th edition, it's so up in the air. 11th edition could either be the renaissance, like the new coming for 40K, or it could be the nail in the coffin for me. A lot of it, honestly, a lot of it rides on how they treat the Dark Eldar. Cause that the treatment of the Dark Eldar, you can kind of have the timeline of Dark Eldar to show how good Warhammer was. I've never even played Dark Eldar in my life, but name a more abused community in 40K than the Dark Eldar players.
Put it this way, Eli. But at this point in time of recording, about in the last month, Lady Malice got a miniature like 30 years after I think she was first mentioned.
Yeah,
that's progress.
We got one new model, and we lost even more data sheets in the Dark
Eldar.
I don't know, man.
I'll add in
what are Dark Eldar players supposed to do?
Add in one point, which is like itself, new Warhammer, our community stuff is, you know what I mean? Like everything I think before was, again, in the Codex because it felt like a very small. This new community of Warhammer is so big that it's all shifted to us now. The people who do the painting, the kit bashing, stuff like that, they're not in magazines and things anymore. We're all online. We're all, you know what I mean? Like your Codex is, again, for playing Warhammer 40K, but all that other stuff like surrounds it is embodied by people like us now. Your lore, if I go back to old Hammer times, what's your lore at that time? You've got Luton, he's been around. God forbid the spicy architecture, you know, and other things. One might, you know what I mean? But like nowadays, there's many other channels. Like it's almost.
Although I will say,
new Hammer, like the hobby, new Hammer of now is almost uncomparable. The amount of 3D printing for all your new things. If you've got a problem with, you know, Sanguinary Guard, you don't have a problem because it's solved by someone else, like making even better stuff.
That's giving the company too much leeway, though. No, you have to demand the consumers do their own work.
But it's an interesting point you made there because, like, again, I'm bringing this up again. When they were doing the promo for this, which is written by Wade, who's like the lore masters guy, he had this whole thing where he talked about this guy, which is a Zodgrod Wartsnagger. That's really all the lore they provide you with. And that's not too far from what he actually has. But coincidentally, the same day this book came out, I did a video on that character. And that was one of his like examples of why you should buy it. My video isn't a long video, but it has more lore in it than this book. And you don't have to pay for it. And there's like them leaning on old wisdom of we will make an encyclopedia in the age of the internet is a bit like, but we have YouTubers and we have people who are passionate about the hobby that might put in more work than even the people in the company who have the resources that are being paid to do the thing. So
may I also say a point to the YouTuber thing? We only had a couple of YouTubers back then. But that was also like the kind of the golden age of YouTube where anyone can become a YouTuber. And we're almost in that again, where anyone can become a YouTuber sort of. But that being said, more isn't always better. Back in the day, the worst we had was One Mind Syndicate reading off the wiki. And like, we all made fun of them for that. Now we have dozens of people just like lying about stuff consistently, like making up their own stuff and just saying it's true.
But that's true for anything, any group anywhere.
Yes, though. But it was not nearly as prevalent when there was very few Warhammer YouTubers. Well, because the worst we had was just dudes reading off the wiki, right? Like,
well, I guess if you're like back in the day, you know what I mean? You didn't have 100,000 people commenting on 30, you know what I mean? Like your life was probably easier 10 years ago too. So, you know, I mean, that's the same thing, but I'm not going to complain because the success of the new Hammer stuff is literally what makes us have a job, doesn't it?
I'm just saying more and new isn't always better.
No, of course not. Of course not. But damn, you're eating good though. Like if you take a step back, sometimes if you're too close to it, you can't see.
If you take a step back,
it's the golden era almost.
Do we have many books that come out nowadays with I don't know how to even say it, like not important characters?
I mean, I'm doing orc stuff. Grotsnik has a book now. Like
characters that have never been on the tabletop or established in the lore. Do we get many books surrounding characters like that nowadays?
Quite a few, like even the more like recent character book ones for like just released from Black Library. They're for characters that just straight up don't have models.
One of my favorite things about Old Hammer is a lot of the books were about people who you've never heard of, and they're only in this book. Like Sister Miria, for example, is really cool in the Sister of Battle books. It's just a model, which is kind of insane. But
the example I always revert to is Cardan Stronos, the war leader of the Iron Hands chapter. He's ostensibly a chapter master. He don't have a model. He's got 2.5 books. He's got art. And then I look in this encyclopedia and it's like, oh, do you want to hear about Feros? I'm like, no, not really. I want to hear about like guy in charge, not being funny. There's a Andy meme. But it's like, I want to know about this cat. And it's a bit of a shame that, again, you are correct that in my research, it's usually here's a book like, oh, who's this character? Don't worry about it. He doesn't have a miniature, and maybe he doesn't even have art. like the Raven.
They have rules. They have rules for characters without miniatures back in the day. You could just make your own freaking guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's always like, again, like that's one of the better parts of it. But from it, you always remember, like, you always have the perspective of someone who's, you played a lot of Warhammer, you've been in playing Warhammer for a long time. Majority of people have not. Most people now, shockingly, their first time playing Warhammer is 10th edition.
Yep.
This is like, that's the thing. You know what I mean? Like, it's the same thing of like someone saying, you know, if we keep saying back in my day sort of thing. You know, mm-hmm. someone realized, you know, it's back in someone else's day today. Mm-hmm. And it's not bad. It's actually pretty, you know what I mean? Like the equivalent of their back in the day today will be way better than maybe what we had. That's the thing. Cause you never know how lucky you are in certain
times. Like I'm busting for a Wii. So I'm gonna go for a Wii. But I'm gonna throw a hand grenade in before I go for a bit.
Oh god.
So we're probably soon gonna be out of the 10th edition. We're kind of getting to the end of the cycle of 10th edition. Do you think that 10th edition has done a good job for the hobby? And now I'm going to wait. Ha ha ha. Enjoy.
It really depends on your opinion on what is good for the hobby. I feel like everyone would have different answers for this question. It's done good at bringing in more people. That's kind of all I can say that it's done good though, personally. I think it's done poorly. I think it's also done good for certain armies, certain models, certain armies. But it's done very poorly for other armies. And personally, I played a lot of 10th edition. I really struggle to have as much fun playing this edition as basically even 9th edition. I liked 9th edition a bit more. 10th edition has brought in more people, yes, but it's also kind of, I kind of heard some people saying it's like Magic the Gathering fied Warhammer. There's a lot of meta chasing. It's extremely competitive based. There's updates all the time. The new thing is to make one thing OP and then everyone buys it and then nerf it. And then everyone sells it and buys the new thing. And there's constant changes to the game. For competitive play, that's kind of okay. But for casual play, it's very like, it's very anti-casual. It feels like checkers to me sometimes. It feels like checkers, honestly.
I think the anti-casual part of it, yeah, I would agree. But it's also, if you're on the other end of someone who, again, like not everyone is great at playing it. I've just played recently last week, and I would say the person wasn't as good as me. But the thing is, he also was playing an army, which is quite well balanced against me. So therefore, it was all due down to the fact of player skill in that sense. Having good balance in the game, I promise you, when you're on the other end of like you're not balanced against everyone else who's got slightly better stuff, it does feel bad. That's the thing. So when everything is a bit more even Stevens, as they say, it actually means like, oh, my army is good because everyone else is as good as me, and it's actually down to my skill.
I will say though, like, things are more balanced in one way, but that's all. It also kind of slots you into a place where you have to bring things that are very specific, whereas some units are just blatantly unusable, complete and utter garbage. I hear orc players complaining about this a lot. Some of your units are beyond garbage, just terrible. And if you bring a very specific thing and meta chase, as they say, then yeah, it's balanced. But I don't want to do that. I want to play my lore accurate army. I want to be able to play with my lore accurate army and still not get completely obliterated. Whereas back in the older editions, it did genuinely feel like every model had its use, even if it was slightly less good.
I guess that's the, it's hard to gauge it because obviously that's how it felt. But then as to one person, like if I ask loads of people, I'm sure if I go back and when I was in my research for this, you won't believe the amount of complaint theme forums I found from years ago. The new models look bad. The people complaining about like, oh, this is not balanced. Like I'm actually shredded by certain things. Like
The 7th edition was when everything got really bad. Truthfully,
we never changed.
Most of the balance issues, most of the balance issues could be solved by just playing against your friend instead of a guy who is super insecure and needing to win. You could make crazy, ridiculous OP armies, but if you're playing for fun, every model kind of just worked together. The crazy OP armies were people who like spammed certain things.
But nothing, nothing so at the moment though is nothing is and with the constant updates, nothing is OP dominating for ages, and that we're not suffering. Like it's not like people having to have tournament bans for things for your own models before, whereas now it's solved quickly.
Just recently, the Mordaka detachment had to be banned because it was winning like 90% of its games.
Yeah, and but it's like it wasn't
extremely powerful.
That's an outlier now. That's not a common occurrence anymore.
Before that, it was the demons. And then Chaos Knights.
That's what I'm saying, but they get addressed, though.
I think it happens quite a lot. The thing is
it's not unaddressed for, like, you know, months and months on end. So you don't end up, you know what I mean? Like at some point, they just say don't. You know what I mean? It's not, like, banned for an entire season or something like crazy. Now it's actually like, oh, okay, they did deal with it. Thank God. About to say there was there a few more donations we should get to?
Yes, I was going to say we'll go through the donations. If there's any extra at the end, we'll add them to the very end. But if you want to put any last votes in, now is your last chance. First one, we just got a donation of $1.99 from Waffle. Thank you very much,
man. Cheers, brother.
Thank you. We also got Colin's husband oiled up and bouncing freaky style for two. Sincha Nurgle would have this same debate.
But which one are we each? That's the
crazy. I call dibs on not Nurgle. Zenon, hello, buddy. Eli, would you want a 40k classic, much like Old World? I think Best of Both could be great, especially if it's set in fifth.
I mean, in my opinion, with recaster sites now, you can just play old Warhammer. We don't need a new, like, revised edition. It would be cool. But you can also go buy a 5th edition rule book on eBay for $30 and just play it. That's what I do. I don't know.
You can play 6th edition if you want as well. That's Horus Heresy.
No, new Horus Heresy is very different now. It was similar. Now it's different. But it's the biggest issue is it's hard for people to find opponents to play Oldhammer with if they don't already have friends who have been immersed in it for a while. Because I have a lot of friends who've played it before. But a lot of people will tell me, like, there's no one who's willing to play old editions around here. Like, it's 10th edition or nothing else, which is a weird mindset, in my opinion. I don't know. I guess if you're in certain spots, not playing 10th edition would mean you're not practicing for your tournament and getting better and blah, 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 which is, like, the culture around 40K now, which is very detrimental, in my opinion. But
And I'll do this one, then I'll pass it on to you guys, like, free for free, I think. It's a good one. So Ravani for $5 with the little cat. Happy to finally catch a stream and have money to actually donate. Thank you. On the top of Old versus New Grim Darkness, shout out to Dance Steps for GW Space Hulk. Nice.
Crazy.
We love a Space Hulk. Eli, would you like the next tree?
Sure.
The next tree.
You know who's always eating good? Necromunda players. Necromunda players have been eating good for eons somehow. And you have to own like 10 books to play it, but
still. And they're like, we got a Blood Angel guy now. Cool. Oh, fair enough. Have fun.
Colin's husband oiled up and bouncing freaky style. Thank you for $5. You both bring up good points, but they would be better points without shirts on. Also, Eli, how do you feel about the rumored Drukhari refresh in 11th? If it happens, then that would be great. If we get back all of the lost data sheets, I'll be really happy.
Or new stuff, do you
think? And a new character or two would be good. Well, a character that's already in the lore but made into a model.
Can we get Vect? Yeah. Vect, update, please.
Yeah.
I think he will. At least I imagine.
We'll see. It's really hard to know. Main event virtual, thank you for the 5. I will admit that the Space Marine sculpts lost some character when they went to Primaris, but I'd rather paint a million Primaris than one ugly ass squat FB. Interesting. I think I think they're going back in the right direction with Space Marines now, honestly. I think Primaris was a huge mistake and they looked terrible and stupid and they didn't look like Warhammer, but I think they're going back in the right direction because they're getting rid of Primaris and just making true scale Marines, which is all we wanted in the first place. That wouldn't make as
much sense. Space Wolves all looking good.
Last one, Bookie Beard. Sorry, but yeah, thank you for the $4.99. Eli, you can't deny the Necron updates have been pretty darn good. The models are great and the new kill team looks sweet. Yep, I've never denied that. I like all the new Necron models. The thing that I am unhappy with is that all three of my favorite characters in Warhammer are no longer playable on the tabletop, which makes me very sad. And that also means they're not really getting supported in lore very often either.
R.I.P. Okay. He has to carry it himself soon.
I'm going to give you four, Hal, because this one's very short.
Patrick Vondesar for $2. Mark 10 is better than Mark 11. I'm a Mark 3 boy. I'm a Mark 3.
Space movie.
Mark 7, sorry, Mark 7, yeah.
I was like...
I misread that. My brain went straight to 11.
To be fair, though, Patrick, you went from R numbers to Roman numerals, so you tricked him.
You threw me off with my dyslexia.
You set a trap for him.
Nora Knors for $5. Want to say thanks for being the best Warhammer podcast, painting my visual I literally cannot read. Key Emperor's Children models right now. Brackets one, the ones with the wacky hair, almost done with that. Awesome, man. Nice. Awesome. We should put it up to the Discord.
Mm-hmm.
Raw 66 for $10. Both have problems, and it's probably tied to having too many playable, unique factions with which Old World started. I don't like saying it. I'm guard, but we may need to relegate some background.
I didn't even talk about the Imperial Guard. The Imperial Guard is also in shambles, man. It's
hard because there's so much to cover.
I know, but it's like, it's just crazy. It's like you're playing a Space Marine army, right? You want jump pack guys? They're Raven Guard. You want normal ground troops? They're Ultramarines. You want assault troops? They're freaking, I don't know, Imperial Fist, whatever you want, Blood Angels.
You want ranged attack guys? You got an Iron Hand. You want rush attacks? You got white
stars. It's just insane. What they've done to Imperial Guard is honestly like unforgivable almost. It's just insane.
Unforgivable. Someone does ask in the chat, how do they join the Discord? I think we have a link on the Discord, don't we?
There should be a link. Please let me know if it's not working. But we used to have a dedicated /Discord/Lore Crimes, but then we didn't have enough boosts. So now we have, to evergreen one.
We do need 150 conscripts. Yeah, you could have Chankov and 150 conscripts in Old Hammer. Literally, what more could you ever have asked for? You'd also have Talarn and Ketachan and everyone.
Eli, would you like this one? It's a big one.
Main event virtual, thank you very much for the 10. I hope you take one thing away from all this. This will happen to everything that you love. Nothing you like will remain untouched, and it will get further and further monetized into meaninglessness. We are effed. Yes, you are entirely correct, main event virtual. But I'm hoping we'll have a resurgence of well-made things. At least in the video game industry, it might happen. But people just buy slop. People just love buying slop.
It's happening everywhere, which is the sad part, isn't it?
But I like to think that things like Marvel and Disney and stuff are losing money, and that they're going to have to start making good content again.
I think Disney, et cetera, are doing a course correction because they're like, we're losing so much money.
But
you look at the Destiny community now, the Destiny 2 community. Oh, it's grim. They're all like, oh, all these creators are like, I'm giving up. I'm not doing it anymore.
Halo, Star Wars, Halo's been gone for a while. I know. All these things, it's the same analogy for Warhammer, in my opinion, although Warhammer is actually course-correcting a little bit. These things get extremely popular. They make a gajillion dollars. They're saved, but now they're terrible and soulless, and everything you loved about it is gone. Warhammer's not nearly as bad as those things.
I think that the advantage Warhammer has, it has a lot of passionate content creators who talk about the cool stuff, which I think pushes the needle a little bit. But also, whatever IP has like a publishing house for books, like none of them.
Yeah.
So in that regard, I think Warhammer is in a unique position.
If we could stop getting downgraded combat patrols for a higher cost, that would be pretty cool.
eBay's doing last one though. The amount I've gotten through, I've not bought a new model from Games Workshop. I only bought eBay thing.
Yeah, I bought the new Emperor's Children, and then I spent recasts.
I've got three new Chaos Spawn that I got three. Usually they come in boxes of two. I got three from someone for $20, like £20. And they're usually like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not paying full price ever again because everyone is so willing to get rid of models.
To be fair, I've seen the comments are like, you get a free Lieutenant Titus mini for this book. I'm like, that basically offsets the cost of the whole thing. Nice. And yeah, Tom Warren for two. We have achieved 100 votes for 150.
Not anymore. Okay. It was a back and forth race, but
it was going. And the thing is, it teetered into Eli for a while.
For like five,
but the
minutes.
End result is for the end of the poll. The results are: who won? Hal with new Warhammer 52%. Eli with old hammer 48%.
It's basically
the closest 50-50. We've ever done.
Yeah. It's basically
practically.
Andy, you're supposed to doing this. Don't forget.
Here's the thing.
You should have voted before you looked at the chat, because now there's pressure.
There is pressure, but no. It's a case of like, call me a noble, bright buffoon if you must. I do think that new Warhammer is good, simply because of the fact that it has more potential. With your arguments, I understand. Like, it's frustrating when you see, for example, the debacle with 9th to 10th edition, where the Votan were released as a brand new faction, and within a few months their faction was gutted, and then they had to start again from square one. But now we've got a new codex for them, we've got new miniatures, and I think it's a case of they have the resources. Out of sheer bloody minded statistics, they're gonna do more good than bad, hopefully. I hope. But my main thing is, I honestly believe that I understand the critiques and the problems, but I also think that, without being too like self-congratulatory, we are helping to improve Warhammer in our small way. And it sucks when things are legended. It sucks when a faction gets more favoritism than another. It sucks when the rules cripple one faction and then another faction becomes overpowered. But we've seen, even with 10th edition, them change course and go, we did this wrong, we're going to patch this out in like an update. Or, oh, we understand we need to start making more Drukhari minis, and hopefully we'll get some new stuff in 11th edition or before the tail end of 10th. We've got the Votan, like a brand new faction just appeared out of nowhere. It's like, oh, remember squats, they're fun. And I honestly think part of that was because people were like, oh, we're watching these videos about squats and they're kind of cool. Why don't we have squats? Maybe I'm naive. Yeah, well, New Emperor's Children minis are cool. I like some of the things they've done with the new World Eaters releases. Space Marines are kind of hit and miss, but because there's so many, you hit more than all the misses are counted by the hits, and you get hits more than any other faction. So it's like, oh, cool. What Old World is going resurgence. I love the cafe models. I love the stuff they're doing with like the new Age of Sigmar models and stuff like that. They're just like cooking every single time, apart from the Khorne followers who just look generic. But again, you get like one miss with that part of the production company. And yeah, I honestly think the new hammer is good. I understand the problems. I understand that there are inconsistencies. There are things that are being dumbed down. But the nice thing about it is that because the fan base is so integrated with the product, when there's enough unrest, they tend to be quite, more than any other company I've seen, as much as GW has problems, even if it's out of just sheer profit margins they're seeking, I do think they listen to the audience. They go, oh, we need to course correct from this problem or that problem. Even little things like the Only Hands debacle. Do we remember Only Hands?
No.
Oh, so Warhammer's main channel, the official Warhammer YouTube channel, put in place about a year plus ago where the artists, the painters, you couldn't see their face. No names on the video, only their hands were visible painting the minis. Then everyone made an uproar going, hey, they deserve to have credit. And now their faces are back on the thumbnails and back on the videos. They're now crediting in White Dwarf articles the people who painted the miniatures. They're now crediting the people in the animations they're doing. There are changes going on. I don't think it's productive to be like, let's just always whinge and moan. But it is also worthwhile looking at the past and saying, hey, I liked when this was the standard. And I honestly think that the setting is going in good directions. I guess the cataclysm will be the TV show, but
yeah.
As long as they're not like, oh, next year we're ending the setting with an apocalypse event and Warhammer's getting reset, I think we'll be okay. Which is why, just out of sheer volume of stuff, I think that the new the new hammer is my cup of tea. But I also love old hammer, and I understand the points that you made, Eli. And also, I've got to be honest, I was impressed by Hal's meminess in this video.
It's not my strong suit, so I try, boys.
I should have catered towards the lore. I talked too much about tabletop. Andy doesn't play tabletop. I need to go make Andy play.
But even with tabletop, I bought a book that I'll never read. And at least I got a free mini from it. Like, cool. And it's Titus. Yeah. And he's from that Vidya game. So cool. And he's a push fit. I looked at the sprue and I'm like, oh, he's a push fit. That's kind of cool. Yeah. I wish they did more. Like, I recently discovered how Gundam do their push fits. I'm like, oh, if Warhammer, like, if they did that, like,
I don't hate push. I honestly don't care.
I don't hate it either. If you want to convert, just chop stuff up and put it whatever. Like, I don't think it's really a big deal.
We'll say that. Oh, guys, keep going. Like, good.
I was gonna say, if we did this 2 years ago, I think it would be like an overwhelming old hammer victory.
Yeah.
But in the last 2 years, like I've said, GW is course correcting, and things are getting a bit better. New lore is not terrible anymore. The new models are decent. I will die on the hill forever that old hammer tabletop is better than new hammer, and I think it always has been since 8th edition. I don't think it's ever gotten better. The lore and the minis are where I can like give leeway on, but the tabletop I don't think has improved one bit.
I will say though, hope everyone enjoyed that one. So I would say that's 50-50 in the end, to be honest. Almost too close to call.
The reign of Phil has ended, in theory. the century of humiliation is over.
I think that with that being said, though, thank you everyone for listening, for watching. Of course, again, if you wanted to, you should join the Discord. We're there. Go ahead, Andy.
One more donation from Raw666 for $5 reduce. OW, I guess that's Old World, is Old Warhammer 40K. Also, regulate background. I was thinking having rotating factions pre-game addition to focus.
Interesting.
Nice. Thank you for listening, for watching. You guys, hope you all enjoyed this one. It's a nice fun chat. I was dreading this one though. I was busy as well, so I was like, I had to throw this together. So hope you all enjoyed, and we'll see you guys all in the next one for a fun episode next week. Peace.
Oh yes, love you. See you next week, folks. Oh,
yeah. See you.